In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, amen. Today is the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Toba. And as you just listen, the gospel of today is part from chapter 9 from the Gospel of John, and it is about this man, this miserable man who was born blind, and how our Lord Jesus Christ healed him and gave him sight. Actually, this gospel, we read it also on the sixth Sunday of the Great Lent, Lohad al-Tanasir, the Sunday of baptism. The church also read this gospel on the sixth Sunday of the Great Lent, and also today on the fourth Sunday of the blessed month of Toba. And as you know, this month of Toba is the month in which we celebrated the Epiphany, the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ. And how the baptism of our Lord Jesus Christ, through this baptism, our Lord established the sacrament of baptism in the church. What I would like to say to you is that our Lord Jesus Christ actually was preaching the gospel of kingdom of God and was healing all sickness and all kinds of sickness and all kinds of diseases among people. He used to heal the sick, to cleanse the lepers. He used to raise even the dead, and to give sight to the blind, and to cast demons. So our Lord Jesus Christ did so many miracles. But this miracle of today, the church wants to say to each one of us something which is beyond the miracle itself. The church wants to tell you that it is not just a miracle of healing or giving sight to a blind man, or even it is a miracle of creation. Our Lord Jesus Christ actually created two eyes for this miserable man. He was born blind, and so our Lord Jesus Christ created for him two eyes. But as I told you, there is something beyond this miracle. And actually, this man was enlightened from inside. He did not only was able to see the streets, the trees, and the persons outside, but he was able to see the truth. He was able to be enlightened from his inside. And as we just listen now, this man, when he asked our Lord Jesus Christ about the Son of God, and Jesus said to him, "You have both seen him, and it is he who is talking with you." It was amazing, my beloved, that he said, "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. "Lord, I believe," and he worshipped him. This man was able to see not only the streets and the persons, but he was able to see the truth. And his heart was enlightened by the truth. And he was able to recognize our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God and to worship him and say to him, I believe, Lord, I believe, and worship him. Actually, there is a mystical link between the wash in the pool of Siloam and what happened to this man. في رباط سري غريب وعجيب ما بين الاغتسال في البركة وبين الاستنارة اللي حصلت للإنسان دهوت. It was written that go wash in the pool of Siloam. So he went and washed and came back seeing. There is a wash in the pool of Siloam, and he could be able to restore his sight. Not only this, but he was able to recognize our Lord Jesus Christ as the Son of God. And this is the main point which I would like to speak about. This mystical link between the wash and the illumination of the new man. I would like to speak to you about the baptism which you have granted, or you have been granted. You have been given this baptism. This baptism is not just an event happened in the past. Since few years, when you were child or baby, they brought you to Abuna and you were baptized, and that's it. To look for the baptism as an event which happened in the past. No, it is not like that. المعمودية ليست حدث ماضي حصل زمان من كام سنة لكل واحد فينا والحكاية خلصت. Baptism actually is a spiritual power, spiritual energy, specific grace given to each one of you. And this is spiritual power, a great amount of spiritual energy have been given to you and have been stored inside each one of you to enable you, to give you power to be able to do the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. طاقة روحية هائلة مخزونة في كل واحد فينا تديله قوة انه يقدر يعيش وينفذ وصايا المسيح. This baptism actually is great energy, spiritual energy, great power, specific grace dwells in you, enables you to carry out the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. And by this spiritual energy and this specific grace, you are able to love your enemy. You are able to bless those who curse you. You are able to do good even to those who hate you. You are able to pray even to those who persecute you. حاجات الإنسان العادي والطبيعي ما يقدرش عليها. ما يقدرش يعملها. ويحس إن وصايا المسيح صعبة وتقيلة، حلوة لكن صعبة. But you, through the grace of a baptism, you can say with St. John, His commandments are not burdensome. وصاياه ليست ثقيلة. And I would like to say to you that this grace which dwells in you, النعمة اللي ساكنة فيك بالمعمودية ديت, it will accompany you and it is sufficient to accompany you all your life, all the days of your life, and able to bring you to the gate of heaven to see and enter the kingdom of God. So this grace not only able to give you power to do the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ, but also this grace is able to bring you and give you power to see and enter the kingdom of God. يعني تخليك تقدر تشوف وتدخل الملكوت. So the first point is that this baptism is not just a past event, an event which happened in the past since few years, but it is a spiritual power and energy stored in you. And also I can say that baptism is the wedding garment which qualifies you to enter the wedding or the marriage supper of the Lamb, عشاء عرس الخروف اللي معد في الأبدية. محدش هيقدر يدخل إلا اللي عليه لباس العرس وثياب العرس. And this wedding garment is the baptism. In Matthew chapter 22, our Lord Jesus Christ spoke about this parable. A king wanted to do a wedding to his son. And he invited all the great men. All of them apologized and did not come. And so the king sent his servant to gather all those in the highways, all those who are in the streets, good and wicked, and invited them. وكلهم دخلوا. All of them were in the wedding. But there is something very important happened. The servants of this king was standing by the gate to wash everyone and to give him the garment of the wedding. لازم يغسلوا الأول ويدوا له لباس العرس. ده عرس ابن الملك. مش معقول كده يجيبوه من الشارع ويدخلوه. And this king, when he entered to the wedding, he saw one which or who has no garment of the wedding. What happened? He said to his servant, bind him hand and feet, take him away, and cast him out in the outer darkness. خدوه ورموه في الظلمة الخارجية. ليه؟ ما هوش لابس لباس العرس.
This wedding garment is a baptism. You have been given this wedding garment when you was baptized. So when you was baptized, you have given this wedding garment, and there is a spiritual grace, spiritual power dwell inside you to enable you to live a spiritual life and to do the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ. Actually, as this man went and washed or was washed in the pool of Siloam, all of you were washed, but sanctified, but justified. اغتسلتم بل تقدستم بل تبررتم زي ما بيقول معلمنا بولس الرسول. You have washed or you were washed, but you were sanctified, but you were justified in the name of our Lord Jesus and by the Spirit of our God. اغتسلتم وتقدستم وتبررتم باسم الرب يسوع وبروح إلهنا. شيء عجيب، شيء عجيب، العز والمجد اللي كل واحد خده في المعمودية. خدت في المعمودية طاقة روحية تساعدك إنك تتوب، طاقة روحية تساعدك إنك تعيش وصايا المسيح، طاقة روحية كافية إنها تغطي لك عمرك كله وتوصلك لغاية السماء وتدخلك السماء وتخليك تقدر تشوف المجد اللي في السماء. وخدت أيضا لباس العرس اللي تقدر من خلالها تخش السماء وتاخد في اليوم المعمودية مصباح منور زي مصباح العذارى الحكيمات. At the wise virgin having their lamps, the church gave you your lamp full of oil, and you have to keep it illuminated and enlightened. And when we are to be brought before our Lord Jesus Christ, there will be an inspection for the wedding garment and for the lamp, which is lightened or not. أول ما نخش السماء قبل ما نخش هيحصل تفتيش، عليك لباس العرس ولا لا؟ مصباحك اللي خدته يوم المعمودية منور ولا انطفى؟ حطيت زيت كل يوم فيه من خلال الصلاة والدموع والخدمة والحب والتوبة والإنجيل والتناول وكل حاجة من دول، تحط نقطة زيت كل يوم تخلي مصباحك منور. Actually, my beloved, this is not only, or this is not all things, but through baptism, there is the grace of adoption. يعني إيه adoption؟ يعني تبني. The spirit of adoption. يعني خدنا روح التبني. ومش بس كده، ناخد روح التبني يعني نبقى أولاد لله في المعمودية. ربنا ما يكتفيش بكده، لكن يرسل الله روح ابنه إلى قلوبكم. يعني في المعمودية تاخد التبني وتبقى ابن لله، وبعد كده في الميرون through the holy anointment you will be given the spirit of his son، زي ما بيقول الكتاب. And because you are sons, God has sent forth the spirit of his son into your heart. انتوا خدتوا روح الابن وخدتوا نعمة التبني، وخدتوا نعمة التبني، وخدتوا ثياب العرس، وخدتوا نعمة كافية إنها ترافق الإنسان طول عمره. إحنا ممكن نبقى مش واخدين بالنا من العطايا ديت، من الغنى دوت ومن العز دوت. I will conclude my speech by this fact. Actually, when anyone is born by his parents, he is born by what we call the old man, إنسان عتيق. And this old man is born of blood, is born of the will of man, is born of the will of flesh. And this old man must be killed, must die. And we start to speak about a new man. اللي عايز أقوله حاجة عجيبة قوي. بولس الرسول بيقول أنا مع المسيح صلبت. I have been crucified with Christ. I have been crucified with Christ. So no longer I who live, but Christ he who lives in me. أنا مع المسيح صلبت فأحيا لا أنا بل المسيح يحيا في. وممكن أي واحد يسأل بولس الرسول تعالى هنا يا بولس. How you claim that you have been crucified with Jesus Christ? When our Lord Jesus Christ was crucified, you were Saul of Tarsus. أنت كنت شاول الطرسوسي. اتصلبت مع المسيح ازاي؟ اتصلبت مع المسيح ازاي؟ How you claim that you have been crucified with our Lord Jesus Christ? دي نقطة. ومرة تاني يقول عالمين أن إنساننا العتيق قد صلب. Knowing that our old man have been crucified with him. إزاي الإنسان العتيق بتاعي اتصلب مع المسيح؟ الحقيقة موضوع يثير التساؤل. بصراحة محدش اتصلب مع المسيح. نمرة واحد لأن محدش ينفع يتصلب مع المسيح. لازم اللي يتصلب يبقى إنسان طاهر 100%. ومفيش حد طاهر 100% غير المسيح. هو المسيح الوحيد اللي بلا خطية. عشان كده بيقول ايه؟ بيقول انا دست المعصرة وحدي ومن الشعوب لم يكن معي ايه؟ احد. في اشعية بيقول كده. في اشعية بيقول كده. I have trodden the wine press alone and from people no one was with me. طب مدام دست المعصرة وحدك ازاي بولس بيقول ويتجرأ يقول إن أنا مع المسيح صلبت؟ وإزاي نقدر كلنا نقول إن إنساننا العتيق قد صلب مع المسيح؟ This is through baptism. This happened in the baptism. When he was baptized, the old man died and was buried with Jesus Christ. شيء عجيب. شيء عجيب المعمودية دي اللي بتديني موت مع المسيح وقيامة مع المسيح وتبني وولادة جديدة ونعمة ترافقني طول عمري وتوصلني لغاية السماء وتلبسني لثياب العرس وتديني مصباح منور عشان أدخل به السماء. These are some points which enlightened our life. This grace is a huge grace, is a great spiritual energy inside each one to enable him to live spiritual life according to the commandments of our Lord Jesus Christ and to be able to love his enemy, to bless those who curse him, to be able to repent and come to God with all his iniquities and transgressions and confess and attain a new life, a new creation, a new man, حياة جديدة. وفكر جديد وقلب جديد وضمير جديد. كل الحاجات ديت موجودة فيكم. الكلام دوت مش بقوله على سبيل انه وعظ، لكن بقوله على سبيل ان كل واحد يدخل جواه علشان يكتشف هذه النعمة الغنية اللي موجودة جواه، وهذه الطاقة العجيبة اللي تقدر تخليك وتعيشك كقديس وتوصلك لغاية السماء وتدخل to enjoy with the heavenly host and with all the saints، وتعيش مع الملائكة ومع القديسين. ربنا يدينا نعمة نمجد اسمه ونفرح قلبه خلال هذه العطية، له المجد الدائم إلى الأبد. أمين.